Shavuot Tov, Gutabach. This is Rabbi Eitan Toker from Brooklyn, New York. This morning's Sedra, Parshas Miketz, we find a fascinating word which is used over and over and over in the story of the brothers going down to Egypt. And when one finds a word which is used over and over, one has to ask themselves the question, what is the purpose of the reinforcement that the Torah is making here, using such a word over and over again? Now, if the word is something like, you know, S, which is a throwaway word, which is needed, connective, it has to come up over and over again. But when you have a simpler word to describe something, and the Torah uses a more strange word, then that calls our attention. And here we have it. Vayar Yaakov, ki yesh shever b'mitzrayim. Yaakov saw that there was shever in Mitzrayim. Shever here means, generally supplies, but more specifically, food. So the Torah could have used a more simple word, like food. But the Torah doesn't. And then the Torah over and over again uses this word. Yaakov says, I heard yesh shever, there is shever in Mitzrayim. Tells the boys, redu, go down there, this shivru, and go buy us some food. And the brother, vayer du achei Yosef, the brothers go down to Mitzrayim, lishbor, in order to purchase food. And if you just read these psukim in Perek Mem Biz, a little bit in Mem Gimel, you will see the word over and over again. Vayhi kasher kilu lecholas hashever, when they finished eating the shever, the food. Vayomer aleihem avim, the father said to them again, time to go get more food from Egypt. Shivu, go down and return, vishivru lanu matochel, and bring us back some food. Go buy some food. So this word, shever, used over and over again, calls our attention. Indeed, Yosef is referred to in the pasuk as the mashbir, the one who is providing the food. Some of you might remember an Army-Navy store in Israel, supply store called the mashbir. This is it. So what is the significance of this word, mashbir, used over and over again in Perek Mem Beis and in Perek Mem Gimel, and even a little bit in Perek Mem Dalet to refer to the stores for which the brothers have to go down to Egypt, purchase, and bring back home. So here, the Medrash, picking up on this strange terminology, the Medrash says the following, Vayar Yaakov, ki yesh shever b'mitzrayim. Yaakov saw there was shever in Egypt, comments the Medrash, ki yesh shever zeharaav. Shever is a reference to the famine. Now, the word shever is spelled with a shin at the beginning, but if you take that letter and you pull the dot off of the right-hand prong of the shin and you put it on the left-hand prong of the shin, that word shever is now pronounced sever or sever, which means hope. Now, the pasuk says in Tehillim, again, the Medrash is writing, Ashrei shel Yaakov be'ezro sivro al Hashem Elokav, praised as God of Yaakov, and the word sever means hope. So this word shever, the Medrash is telling us, has the implication of food. There is shever, and then there is sever. There is hope. But shever doesn't mean just food. The word shever means brokenness. So now let's read the Medrash again. When the Torah says, Vayar Yaakov sees that there is shever in Mitzrayim, yesh shever. Shever means that's brokenness. That is the famine. Yesh sever. That is sova. That means that there's fullness. There is plenty. So in Egypt, there is both famine and there is plenty. Yesh shever, continues the Medrash. Yosef hurad Mitzrayim. The brokenness here is that Yosef went down to Egypt, was taken down to Egypt. Sever, what's the hope? Yosef hu ha-shalit. Third example, says the Medrash. Yesh shever, there is brokenness in Egypt. That the Jewish people are going to be forced into slavery and oppressed. Sever, what's the hope? So what is the message here that the Medrash is telling us? What is the Torah hinting at when the Torah says over and over again, there is shever in Mitzrayim? And I believe that the answer, the explanation of this question, and what the Medrash is really getting at here, is that where there is brokenness, there is hope. Where there is shever, there is sever. Sever. Where there is tragedy and there is a challenge and difficulty, there is also the opportunity for the greatest light. And so Yaakov Avinu is saying, go down to Egypt. There is something broken there. There is shever in Mitzrayim. And do you know, my son, what is broken in Egypt? Our family. Yosef is in Egypt. Go find him. There is something broken. But in that brokenness, there is failure. There is hope. The famine is both, the place of Egypt is both the place of famine and the place of plenty. The place where Yosef was taken to, well, Yosef was taken down there, that is brokenness. But Yosef is also going to be the source of our hope. Mitzrayim as a whole is a place of tragedy and brokenness and slavery for the Jewish people. But ultimately, says the Medrash, the Avdus, the slavery, the tragedy of Egypt is also going to provide us our greatest hope. The place of brokenness is the place where there is the greatest hope. Chazal are telling us, basically living in the ripples of the Chorban, a great paradox here, that brokenness is where one can find healing. If there is nothing broken, there is nothing to fix. And said otherwise, if a person doesn't feel that there is anything broken, if a person doesn't perceive the brokenness, then it is impossible to fix anything. Everything is honky, everything is just fine, everything is perfect. But of course, everything is crumbling at its core. Because if Yosef is in Mitzrayim, if the brothers sold him down to Egypt, if there is a crack in the body politic of the Bnei Yisrael, then it is, by very definition, rotting at its core. We all need each other. Every single one of the Shvatim, you're dependent on one another. So go down to Mitzrayim and fix the brokenness. Find the brokenness. And once you identify the brokenness, then you have the opportunity for the hope of redemption. In the Shever, there is Sever. In the brokenness, that is precisely where there is hope. And that's the meaning of the Medrash. Shever is the Harav, Sever is the Sava. Shever is where Yosef goes down to Mitzrayim. Sever is Yosef is the leader in Mitzrayim. Shever is the slavery in Mitzrayim, and Sever is the Geula in Mitzrayim. You want to find the pathway to Geula? I need you first to be fully and properly aware of the brokenness of the Gullus. And if you don't feel the brokenness of the Gullus, there is no way you can possibly find a way out. Because if you feel that you're comfortable living in darkness, there is no way to find the light. This is the paradox that Yaakov is suggesting to his sons. And this, I think, is an extraordinarily relevant message for us here living in this moment in time of Jewish history. There is great darkness that has befallen our people in these last 2 months since Simchas Torah. But in this bleakness and in this black, one can see extraordinary bursts of light. And in this bleakness, we as Klal Yisrael are challenged to see us ourselves for who we are, hold on to each other, and pick each other up in order to bring ourselves out of this gullus. And in doing so, we will indeed be heeding the call of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu saw Yesh Shever b'Mitzrayim. There's something rotten. There's something broken in Egypt. Redu Shama v'Shivru Lanu Misham. Go there. Go to the place of brokenness. Don't avoid it. Don't pretend it doesn't exist. Don't turn your head around. Shivru Lanu Misham. That's where I want you to find the food. That's where I want you to find the answers to the problem. And that's where you will find the key to ultimate geula. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu, give us the wisdom to be able to see the shever, the brokenness in our lives, and in that bracha, be able to find a sever, to do what is necessary to bring about hope and geula for our people. A good tovach to all.